Hello, Ted Dunlap here with the Bitterroot Bugler Bridian channel and bitterrootbugle.com, where I'll have my links to all the supporting evidence. Also at idaholiberty.com, same stuff, same links. Today's topic is why I can guarantee a Trump win. Okay, so if you stand back and you look at the bigger picture, you step back far enough, and you see that all the money in the world is working the same, both parties, working both people. They're manipulating all the events. They're pulling all this stuff together. They're putting on a show for us. Heck of an interesting show, a really interesting show, but it's still a show. So if, let's say they put, so nobody's going to the Biden rallies. Nobody's believing this pedophile. Nobody's believing Joe is just lost. He's lost. They picked him on purpose because the Democrat faithful are loving him, and they'd vote for a yellow lab if they had that choice. So they're going to do it no matter what, but there's hardly any of them. They have so polarized us that the Trump fans are going to come out in massive hordes. The publicity coast to coast of all the election fraud, they're setting that up. The election may or may not take place. I mean, they're letting us know in advance that there's a whole lot of fraud going on and that this is going to be really ugly and whatever. But so maybe they'll just declare victory and put the election off. Who knows what they'll do? But we know it can't be Biden, because the often said the largest army in the world is the U.S. Hunters and military veterans. We are well armed. We're an intimidating force. That's a force they don't want to have to fight. So how do they make sure they don't have to fight against that force? How do they get that force to stand down? Well, a majority of them will go, "Yay, Trump, we won, and we can trust Trump, and if Trump says the vaccines are good, or masks are good, or staying at home is good, or shutting down all the business, whatever. Anything he says is going to be good. The trains will run on time. If he tells you to take your e-currency, if he tells you to go to the FEMA camps to get your daily allowance of soup and whatever, it doesn't matter. That's the important thing, is the real fighting force that they fear will not fight as long as Trump wins. If Biden wins, oh my gosh, it's game on. And it would be really impressive. All these little snowflakes, all these gunned up BLM and gunned up NFAC groups, and all the Soros funded and Google and Microsoft and all these corporate funded warriors would get crushed, absolutely crushed, if the good shots, if the people who have been using firearms and practicing with them for decades and decades, those people come up against the BLM busloads, slaughter, absolute slaughter. So that's not how they want to play this. They want to keep the field kind of even. They want us to attrit. They want us to kill each other off. And the only way to get that result is a Trump win, a Trump victory, a continuation of the Trump presidency, where everyone is just going to say, the people who matter, the people who are really a scary force to people, to those who would rule the world, got to get those people to stand down. Those who would rule the world have this thorn in the side, this problem with the US of A stopping their new world order from taking place. You go look at the United Nations website, you look at Agenda 21, you look at Agenda 2030, you go to Bitterroot Bugle and you put in the phrase Georgia Guidestones, these people have this funny thing. They have to tell us what they're going to do. And so they told us. They told us flat out what they're going to do. And a 97% reduction in the population. And Bill Gates has come out and told us if we do a really good job with a vaccine, we'll kill off, it's some astronomical number, but, you know, more than half, way more than half. They're right up front with that. The new trials, the vaccine trials for the new DNA-altering vaccine, a lot of deaths. Well, mainstream isn't going to tell you about that. This is the game. This is the game. You've got to take the vaccine. You've got to take the e-coin. You've got to give up all your possessions. You've got to give up all your autonomy. You have to fall in line. And only Trump can get the people who count to fall in line. So that's what's got to happen. That's why you can be dang sure that by the end of this year, Trump will still be the guy in charge. And Biden might be behind bars. What does it matter? His mind's gone. He's just a marionette now. He's just a toy. So it doesn't matter. Harris is just a sideshow. She's there to freak you out. How's it working? You freaked out? Anyway, that's it. I know this is a W in the Republican column, but that is not necessarily a win for us. Be ready. Be prepared. Be alert to the possibility that you're all being played and that this is not good for you. Whatever direction they try to take us from here, we're at October 25th. My Advent calendar says 10 days. 10 days till the day after the election. We got 10 days of as close to normal as we're ever going to see again in our lifetimes. Watch closely after that. Watch closely for fiction and lies and don't be surprised if your internet goes away. But you got to be alert. You got to pay attention. Pay attention to your community. Be prepared. Be prepared to be more on your own than you've ever been in your life. And be prepared to make good friends out of your neighbors. Ted Dunlap, Bitterroot Bugler, signing off.